I'm John McKee, editor of Messianic Apologetics, and this is Messianic Theology Explained. At least, we hope so. Third Temple. One of the major features of the common premillennial end time scenario all of us are familiar with is that of the temple in Jerusalem. Will there be a third temple in Jerusalem rebuilt? Why do so many people think that the third temple will be rebuilt in association with the end times? Some are not so convinced that the third temple will be rebuilt or that it is necessary for some kind of a premillennial scenario. But I would say that a majority of people who have some kind of futuristic orientation with the 70th week of Daniel, the tribulation period, and then the premillennial return of Yeshua to the earth to inaugurate the Messianic age, tend to agree that the third temple is going to be rebuilt. So what would be some of the main scriptural proofs or supports for this? I've got three Bible passages for us to consider here. We start with Daniel 9:27. And he will make a firm covenant with the many for 1 week. But in the middle of the week, he will put a stop to sacrifice and grain offering, and on the wing of abominations will come one who makes desolate, even until a complete destruction, one that is decreed, is poured out on the one who makes desolate. Daniel 9:27, New American Standard. Generally, how this has been interpreted among premillennialists, and in this case, it doesn't really matter if one believes in a pre-tribulation rapture or not, is that the 70th week of Daniel is going to begin with some kind of a treaty, which is made by the anti-Messiah, Antichrist, or the anti-Messiah, Antichrist gives his approval to some treaty that starts the 70th week of Daniel, and then in the midpoint of the 70th week of Daniel, there will be a cessation of animal sacrifices. He will cause the sacrifice and oblation to cease. Well, a prerequisite of animal sacrifices taking place would presumably be a reconstructed temple in Jerusalem, something we do not see at present, although there are definitely Orthodox Jewish groups who have been working toward that objective for several decades. In 2004, when I went to Israel on a tour, we got to see replicas of some of the temple furnishings and garments, Levitical priestly garments, which they intended to use in a reconstructed temple. A second passage of importance is Matthew 24:15, Yeshua's Olivet Discourse on the End Times. Matthew 24:15, therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation, which was spoken of through Daniel the prophet, standing in the holy place, let the reader understand. Matthew 24:15, New American Standard. Now, those who have a futuristic orientation to Yeshua's Olivet Discourse, especially as Matthew 24:15 references Daniel 9:27, consider a future abomination of desolation in Jerusalem to be the pivotal event that the end times, the days leading up to the return of the Messiah, are in full force. And finally, 2 Thessalonians 2, verses 1 through 4. Now we request you, brethren, with regard to the coming of our Lord Yeshua the Messiah, and our gathering together to him, that you may not be quickly shaken from your composure, or be disturbed either by a spirit, or a message, or a letter as if from us, to the effect that the day of the Lord has come. Let no one in any way deceive you, for it will not come unless the apostasy comes first, and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the son of destruction, who opposes and exalts himself above every so-called god or object of worship, so that he takes his seat in the temple of God, displaying himself as being God. 2 Thessalonians 2, 1-4. Now here, the Apostle Paul, in having to quell some of the fears of the Thessalonians, who thought that the end times were going to take place at any moment, he said that two major things must take place. Number one, an apostasy, a massive abandonment of faith. And number two, the revealing of this man of lawlessness who will take his seat in the temple of God. That would be the Greek naos. So, Daniel 9:27, Matthew 24:15, and 2 Thessalonians 2:1 through 4, to many lead them to conclude that there will be a third temple reconstructed in Jerusalem in order for the abomination of desolation to take place. And one of the things which is important, if you look back in biblical history, especially with the 2nd century BCE Maccabean crisis, which we all commemorate during the season of Hanukkah, the desecration of the temple, which took place on the command of Antiochus Epiphanes, the sacrificing of unfit animals and especially pigs, the erection of pagan idolatry, idols, images. These are things which we are likely to see repeated in the future with this abomination of desolation. Now, for me personally, while I am inclined to believe that the third temple will be rebuilt, a minimalist interpretation of these passages would at least see that some kind of a tent or tabernacle would be put up on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. Because in biblical history, we know that it was actually the tabernacle which was present on what we today call the Temple Mount during the reign of King David, and it was not until his son, King Solomon, built the first temple. So a minimalist interpretation of the abomination of desolation would at least require there to be a tabernacle. And of course, we haven't even seen that. So certainly there are people who are talking. There's a lot of speculation and a lot of prognostication regarding how close are we to seeing animal sacrifices performed by a restored Levitical priesthood on the Temple Mount. I think that the momentum is getting bigger, but we continue to wait and we continue to see. I always appreciate it when those of you who watch and listen to these broadcasts contact me personally. We have a stack of index cards, which is getting bigger with topics and issues to be discussed on Messianic Theology Explained. As always, on behalf of Outreach Israel Ministries and Messianic Apologetics, I would like to sincerely thank you for your ongoing prayers, encouragement, and donations toward our ministry efforts. Without you, we couldn't do any of this. We'll see you again soon with another installment of Messianic Theology Explained. Until then, may God bless you, shalom, and take care.